Good evening and welcome to the very last podcast of 2023. It's amazing that we have reached the Christmas holidays almost already, isn't it? I can't quite believe it. I have been called the Grinch the last couple of weeks, and I make no apologies. I'm not a Grinch whatsoever. And I'll tell you why. Because we've done so many nice Christmassy things in school already. If any of you came to the Breakfast with Santa Claus on Saturday morning, it was incredible. I want to say a massive thank you to all of the members of the PTA who got up really early on that miserable Saturday morning to help out. I want to thank all of you who came along and joined us. It was such a lovely event. Father Christmas and his elf were here in school, spreading their Christmas cheer. We had a lovely breakfast. Those pancakes and waffles the children had with cream and sprinkles and sauce and marshmallows looked absolutely amazing. I had a lovely sausage bap. I wasn't allowed any bacon as well. I wanted sausage and bacon. And they said, don't be greedy. But it was absolutely superb. Don't forget, this Friday is the last day of term, and here are the arrangements really quickly for you. The children will be having their class parties. Children are free to come into school wearing a Christmas jumper with their school uniform and Christmas accessories. They might want to wear a Christmas headband. They might want to wear some elf ears. They might have a nice pair of Christmas earrings they want to show off. We want to see that. So that's Friday. They are going to be having Christmas parties. The school, we're going to be supplying some food and drink, so you don't need to worry about sending any of that in. They're going to be watching a nice Christmas film. Okay, and then in the afternoons, remember, we are opening our doors up for open classroom at 2:30. Come in, have a look at what they've been doing this term, and then feel free to take your children home for the Christmas holidays. You know, it's like that Chris Rea song, isn't it? Driving home for Christmas, or walking home for Christmas. So really looking forward to that. And don't forget, the infants will not be releasing any of the children earlier on the Friday, because it becomes a logistical nightmare. But please feel free, once you've finished open classroom, to take your children and depart for the holidays. That was my salt cellar. What did I say? Don't cry over spilt salt. Was that something else? Don't forget, no clubs this week, and there are no clubs the first week back after Christmas. The only thing we've got going on is our after school club, which can be paid for daily via the Arbor app. Clubs for terms 3 and 4 go live on the 2nd of January at 8 p.m. and live till the 7th of January. So all clubs can be booked for terms 3 and 4 from 8 p.m. on the 2nd of January via Arbor. And there's some cracking clubs coming up, so look out for them. And there's even cookery has made a welcome return. Friday is my best day of the week in school, and that's because we have best seats in the house. So every single week we have our values assembly in the school hall. We have a year 3-4 one, then we have a year 5-6 one, and one child from every class each week gets the very best version of themselves certificate, and that gets them the best seats in the house for following week. And the children sit on the stage, they have nice bean bags to lounge on, they wear funky hats, glasses, have a nice big mug of juice, popcorn, and just genuinely lord it up over their peers who are sat on the floor. And they've earned that because they have done something amazing. It might be an amazing piece of learning. They might have been a really good friend. They might have just been kind to somebody. But we hope that during the school year, every child has that opportunity to be the best version of themselves. And parents, you're always welcome in to come and see your children on stage. And I'll tell you what, don't you guys come, and it's absolutely lovely to see you come in, come take some photos at the end, and just genuinely celebrate. And when the children get their best seats, best version of themselves certificates, the reaction from their friends, there's so much happiness, and they're so pleased for their friends. It's really, really lovely. So this week, we haven't got best seats in the house. That starts on the first Friday back. So if your child got their best version of themselves certificate this Friday, just gone, best seats in the house return on the first Friday back, which is the 5th of January. Oh, I was serenaded by the Year 6s this afternoon at their Christmas production. It was absolutely amazing. And it was literally standing room only. You know when they say there's like a roadblock? If you take yourself back to your younger days, you used to go clubbing. There's a roadblock. It was literally a roadblock. And we had parents sitting in the aisles, standing on their shoulders. It was quite something to see. Don't forget, tomorrow, Tuesday, is year three. Wednesday is year four. And Thursday is year five. Doors open at 2:00. And performances start at 2:15. And after today, Seating is there on a first come, first serve basis. But it was really, really nice and made me feel a bit festive. So maybe I won't be so Grinch-like. So that's it. Last pod of the year. Thank you so much for all of your support from the whole of 2023. It's been lovely getting to know the year threes and your parents. So thank you for joining us at Shears Green. And I just want to wish every single one of you a very Merry Christmas. Have a restful time. Enjoy yourselves. Eat, drink, be merry, and have a great new year. And we will see the children back on Wednesday, the 3rd of January, at normal time. Merry Christmas!